Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 17. The first time the shot has been authorized for people under 18. In a decision released today, the EU drug regulator said research in more than 3,700 12 to 17-year-olds showed that the Moderna vaccine produced a comparable antibody response as in adults. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher. The Dow is up 205 points and the NASDAQ 156 points higher. This is SRN News.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Thanks to traffic cameras, two murder suspects are behind bars. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says Cedric Toler Jr. and Emmanuel Hardley, both of Camden, are each charged in the shooting that killed disabled veteran Jacinta McCaskey and wounded her husband, Jamichael McCaskey Sr. Selma Police Captain Jonathan Cole says 37-year-old Kelvin Thomas and 20-year-old Kendall Thomas of Selma are behind bars this morning for robbing a gas station on Highway 80 East. He says the duo entered the store on Sunday evening, pulled a gun, demanded money, and then ran off with the cash. Cole says both brothers were arrested the next day. And magnet school students now have the option to be bused to school. MPS's Department of Transportation has set up magnet school bus sites. The bus hubs are more cost-effective since the state does not fund transporting magnet school students from door to door. If interested, contact MPS for more information. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
You indeed have April Marie Fogle here. Dan Morris is on the mend, slowly but surely. Joey Clark here, keeping me out of trouble. Reed Ingram is going to call in, but right now he's managing all the water that just got dumped on him and his lovely farm. We are discussing women being drafted. And no, I didn't just pick this topic out of thin air Sure enough, a Senate panel voted to make women register for the draft, also known as the Military Selective Service Act, which requires currently men ages 18 to 25 to register. Or they can't get access to financial aid for college and other things. We've heard from a wide array of people on their opinions on this, and I would like to hear from you. So give us a call, 272-9228, 272-9228. I am opposed to the idea. I feel like if women want to join the service, let them sign up. Some will say that's sexist of me, but that's not the first or last time I've been called sexist, and so it is what it is. Jimmy D., what do you think?
Hi, April Marie. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first thing is, I think you might want to, I would never question your love of country or anything along those lines. You have perfectly valid points. But one thing we might want to think about is, what would it take for the United States to institute a draft?
And that was part of the question earlier, is what would it take? It would, the need for forces.
The need, exactly. What would it take would be, we have already been hit. We have already been attacked. And the most likely, we figured out over the years, the most likely attack would be a nuclear blast about, let's say, 75 miles above Nebraska, which would turn the power off for about 10 years. Then, draft might be the only thing that could save your daughter's life.
Well, and there very well might be a time in which we need to do it. But it's twofold right now. Is we also have seen people in the United States in positions of power who like our forces occupying places not so sure they should be. So what's to stop us from getting a president who then decides that that it is a good cause for to send as many soldiers as we can, including drafting up some, to another country for war they've created? And I'd rather, if we are in a situation, Jimmy D., I am confident that people would sign up. Now, maybe we do get to a draft situation if we are being attacked, but I would much rather the men be the go-to first and then the women, not all together.
Well, if our population is dropped by 100 million or so, it might not be an option. And that's exactly what they're thinking. As ugly as it is, modern warfare, which we have been spared from, the United States has not been at war since 1945. We have plenty of military action, goodness gracious, yes. We're trying to emulate the British in that. But a true war would be one of existence. And as I said, we've already been hit. Our infrastructure is down. Food is being produced by what you can scratch out of the ground. I would be more than happy to see my daughter climb on the back producing half and roll out. I really would, because at least I know she'd eat.
Well, and that is just that situation is one in which we're in a different place. But the other thing is, and part of this is probably my skepticism. Now, I don't know that I'm a conspiracy theorist to think that this is going to be a means to an end to give everybody shots or prescribe health care or just create a list. But I do not feel comfortable with the government we have and the bureaucrats we have having more and more accessibility to individuals and to Americans. I want a small government that includes defense as we can possibly have, but still function as high a level as we need to be.
Well, I'm with you on that. And, you know, of course, currently our government has expanded in size massively by, you know, the advent of all this new technology. They already have a list. They know every single person. They know what you like. They know what you don't like. They have this information is being real well known. So it's just part of what they have. The information is there. But I was just referring straight up a draft. What it would take for the United States draft would be god-awful. The other thing is, using draftees to deploy them to different cities to enforce some ill-tempered government's viewpoint of oppression is a really, really bad idea. I was trained by soldiers who had gone through the Vietnam War and draftees. And draftees are, you know, pretty god-awful as far as they didn't want to be there, and they're not going to be real darn cooperative. And if they're not motivated like, you know, World War II draftees are motivated by, you know, God's country and what's right. Vietnam draftees are motivated by, oh, my God, I got nailed. And I have the same thing in the most cases. Most of every one of them I ever said to were not happy to go, but understood they had to. But as far as the, you know, everybody bringing up the skin in the game thing, that really isn't it. It's more of a, we'll have no choice. And as far as military positions, as Billy pointed out, a joystick can be operated by almost anyone. I was trained in units that were across. I was actually in the very first unit that they put together that had male and female trained at the same standard. And it was a winnowing for everybody, honestly. We started out with 64 people in my platoon and ended up graduating 28.
Wow.
And the females who came through there, I would follow anyway. They were as tough as anybody else.
Well, and they wanted to be there.
It was.
And that is a huge difference. And I own my deficiencies as a woman, but I'll tell you, most of my deficiencies are, in fact, because I'm a woman. And, ooh, that's going to upset some feminists, I know. But let me tell you, I am an emotional woman. And, yes, I can make rational choices, for goodness sake. Of course I can. Yes, I can compete with men in the workforce. Of course I can. And I have, and I will, and I do. But I am telling you that me in the military, be it drafted, which the only way I'd be is drafted, would not be a great situation for our military.
We would not be in a great situation as a country.
Correct. That's true, Jimmy D.
Eat nuts where the devil drives.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Jimmy D. It was great to talk to you.
Get in on, Sweet Creek?
Of course. And what's your month and day?
312.
312. And you said Sweet Creek and Mortgage Corp?
Yep.
All right.
And this is my first call. So.
Yay. Thank you for calling. We love first-time callers, Jimmy D. You get in twice.
Yay.
All right. Well, it's great to hear from you, and please do call back.
All right. Thank you.
See, now, that is a perspective that's worth considering. If I had confidence in our president, in our Congress, that the only time this was going to be used was an attack on our country, that would be different. But gosh, the cynic in me says,
Well, and I really appreciate Jimmy's perspective, because I think there are two things. Number one, it upholds our moral values when it is a volunteer force that is more efficient because they want to be there. It just meets what we are as a nation and our ideals as the West. Then also, technology has moved and changed warfare so much. It's not like the Civil War or even World War One or Two in the same fashion. And it would take something catastrophic to institute forced conscription for men or women.
Yeah. I'm going with the no-go on this. Reed Ingram is on the line. Hiya, sir.
Hey, how we doing? April, Joey, and listeners.
We are doing good today. Our hot topic of the day, earlier we were talking about COVID, but now we have gone to the Senate Armed Services Committee approving language for the National Defense Authorization Act, which would include women for selective service. And so women in the draft. And we've had some interesting perspectives, but my perspective is no go. It's that.
What
weird
is your perspective? Well, give us an overview of your perspective.
Well, mine.
Why
is,
would it be a no?
Mine is that that women have. There are women who are perfectly capable of serving in the military, be it physically, emotionally, and all of that stuff. But the gender differences are in fact real, and that women do. Even though liberal women will hate to admit it, women do have a greater role in bringing up the kids and in household, everyday household running. And so I am a much better suited individual for raising my three children than I would be on the front lines. And if you put me on the front lines, my focus would be on getting home to my children. And I believe that there is an inherent difference between the roles of females and males. I'm a very gender-oriented person. I think of men as the protectors and the providers, and women as the nurturers. And I know that's unpopular.
Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, it's a you know, case by case. You know, you've got some women out there that need to raise the kids. And I think if it was a draft, I think the women ought to be able to volunteer and come in as a draft and put their name in. But I don't think it ought to be mandatory. But, you know, there are some women out there that are, and some men, don't get me wrong, that just it aren't suitable for that. You know what I'm saying? But
I am a woman.
The men, I think, ought to be mandatory.
I am a woman of many talents. Serving in the military in a forward-facing combat role would be atrocious. It just, yeah, I don't have the capacity to do it.
On the women role, and I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about if they want to volunteer, that'd be great. But if they were a man and they changed to a woman, then it ought to be mandatory.
Well, and that's a totally different story right there.
That opens up a whole new can of worms.
That does open up a whole new can of worms. Well, Reed, I'm so glad you called in. We're going to hit a quick break. And when we come back, we want to talk some policy stuff with you, some alligator sausage with you, and other random topics. You guys are listening to April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris today. We will be right back after this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, happy Friday afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. We've got Reed Ingram, State Representative Reed Ingram, and Sweet Creek owner Reed Ingram on the phone. Reed, I love your chickens. Is that an odd thing to say?
No, you like the live ones or the ones that are cooked?
The ones that just wander around when it's raining and they come into the shop and cluck around at your feet?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. They're an important part of our store down here. People love them.
Now, do we eat those later? Do I need to, like...
No, we do not. Those are our pets. No, we do not.
How many do you have?
We have probably 65 chickens and about 8 peacocks and 1 turkey and about 30 sheep and goats.
I didn't see any sheep when I was there. I saw goats, but I didn't see any sheep.
We had been so much rain, we've moved them to the other barn, so they're coming back when it starts drying out. Their pen is so wet, so we moved them into greener pastures.
Well, I think we discussed what my child was most upset by is he couldn't find a pig on site.
You know, pigs are a mess. And they brood a lot, and they stink. And we're going to have them during our pumpkin festival, though. We always have them have the pet pig, the one that comes to the biscuits game.
All right.
And they make their little show then.
All right, fair enough. Before we go any further, I have to remind our listeners to give my friends Josh and Leslie over at Dillon Rings a call. If you haven't followed their Facebook page yet, I'm telling you, you are missing out. Why? Because Josh does some beautiful work just designing jewelry himself. They've got some Tuesday tips about picking from earlier this week about picking the right size diamond. If you own jewelry, they can fix it. If you own, maybe you inherited something, a brooch. Who wears a brooch anymore? No offense if you wear a brooch. They can take that, put it into a necklace, a ring, anything you want. Their prices are affordable because they believe world-class quality. Doesn't have to be expensive. Give them a call or go visit them at 119 Browns Briggs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. I love to send people to my friends, Reed, which is why I love sending people to you. I also am so excited about your gift basket. While you're on the line, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Sweet Creek gift basket. $60 in goodies.
All right. Hey, and when they come down, whoever wins, I want them to come see me, and I'll give them a tour of the place, and I'll even buy them lunch while they're here and roll out the red carpet for them.
Wait. Reed, I've been there 3 times, and you haven't bought me lunch yet. As a matter of fact, you know what I did when I was waiting for you this last time? I sat in your ice cream shop, and I sampled the flavors of ice cream you have like a sneaky little kid. I was like, can I try this one? Can I try that one? And the girl knew what I was doing. I was just biding time by eating your ice cream.
Yeah.
Now you tell me.
Hey, next time I'll buy you lunch. I'll get 3 lunches now.
All right, let's do our drawing.
All right, we have set up the random number generator, and we had 13 names, actually, to put it in perspective, and I ran the number, so here we go. The winner is Joel. Congratulations, Joel. Give us a call at 272-9228. If it was me, I'd keep filling up on that Wagyu of Alabama.
You love that, don't you?
I do.
It's a situation. All right. Reed, we've talked a little bit about the draft. The other hot topics are, of course, COVID, but also, are you the legislators? Are y'all looking at beyond redistricting? Don't tell me redistricting. I know that's coming. Are y'all looking at any other special sessions? Are we going to have one for the prisons?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll probably have one, before the redistricting, in my opinion. I think we'll get called back within probably the next 3 or 4 weeks. For that.
Oh, wow, that's
we had a lease. Yeah, there was a lease component in place, and to be honest with you, I'm glad it fell through. I just didn't think the lease was a good option. You know, it's always cheaper to buy than it is to lease, especially in the car business. We've always done. We like seeing somebody lease a car, but you know, the payment may be a little lower. You're going to pay more at the end, and at the end of the 30 years on the prison, we didn't own it. We could buy it for the appraised value or renew the lease. So. It never was a good option, in my opinion. We have a great bond rating. We have the capacity, the revenue coming in. Best thing for us to do is go ahead and bite the bullet and build these prisons and get it done.
Well, and I agree. We sincerely need solutions, but common sense Speaking of Governor Kay Ivey this morning talking about common sense, says you don't lease something you can buy, or you don't buy property when you own property. Do you have an insight on these meetings that have been going on and think that we're going to come to a deal that makes sense for the legislators who are fiscally conservative and are interested in moving the prisons forward?
Yeah, I hadn't been in on the meeting because, you know, it's just been the pro tem and the speaker and the governor's staff and the governor. But I feel very confident in hearing what's been going on that we'll be able to get something done on a bipartisan way. I think it's a good solution of what we're coming up with, not liberty to talk about it, but building it on our ground, on our property, not going off and buying more property for the lease. You know, it just makes the infrastructures there, the public involvement. They've already bought into that. There's prisons already there. And if we go to a new place, you know, you've got, you know, neighborhood outcry because they don't want prisons built in their neighborhood. So, you know, it just makes sense all the way around to put it where they were meant to be to start with.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do no infrastructure, no water lines, no power, extra power, no nothing. Just build a prison. Be done.
Build a prison and be done with it. You know, I really do feel like this has been such a distraction from the things our prisons really need, which there is a complete overhaul that the feds have been telling us about. There is a need for fixing prison safety, for getting more prison officers, for increasing the mental health and even the training programs available for inmates. And I feel like this is taken away from that in some regards, because now we've been arguing about the buildings themselves and not the conditions.
I agree. I think we need to get it done. You know, you said it right then, the mental health issue part of it is it's a big component of this. And being able to have the medical facility as a whole in a prison to where you don't have to transport them on minor injuries and minor sicknesses to a local hospital, you know, to have those components in place is, you know, you're not having to take two guards out of a prison to transport somebody to go to the doctor or the dentist, have all that stuff in place. So in the mental health component, and have that staff there to be able to take care of their needs, and being able to hand out the medicine that they need as well, instead of having to go and outsource. But, you know, we're under a court order. The Justice Department is on our butt pretty heavy to get this done, and we've drug our feet. I don't want to say we've drug our feet. I think that some of the things that leadership has done is kind of not worked out, and we should have already gotten this done, in my opinion. I think we need to be a lot more proactive than what we've been. But I think that there is a fire built right now, and I think we'll be able to get it done and get it passed before we even get on the redistricting.
Well, do you think the same momentum that has pulled members together for the building is going to continue into a snowball into some real reforms coming into the next session? Because the special session would only handle the building situation. Do you feel like there will be an appetite for addressing some of these other issues come restoration?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that the building part of that, with having, like I was talking about, like the medical facilities in it, is going to address some of that as well. But yeah, you know, we've got to do something to be attractive, to have the hiring component to get guards. And we also, on the other standpoint, on the guards that are bad actors, we need to have things in place to where that's not happening. We've got guards that have brought in, you know, phones and drugs and et cetera, and there needs to be a component in place to where they do time automatically if that happens.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times I've heard of, you know, don't know this for sure, but hearing through the grapevine, because I'm not in the prison system, you know, but a lot of times it's a slap on the hand and they lay them off for a week or two and let them come back because it's been so hard to attract, you know, guards. But, you know, we've got to be able to pay them, and they've got to be able to do the job. And if they can't do the job, then they've got to go. But there needs to be standards put in. You know, used to be we had standards, they had to be fit. Now they're ordering uniforms in size 50s. you know, people that are so big they couldn't wrestle anybody down if they had to. And then you're hiring people that are going to be a liability on the system because their health is so bad, they're going to be laying out a lot. So you got to hire somebody to backfill when they are out. So
right.
We've got to get smart with that hiring component, and we've got to hold a higher standard. That's the only way you're going to attract good people, is to have the people that are surrounding you to back you up. They know they can back you up instead of having to be out of breath in 30 seconds. You know.
Well, Reed, can I keep you on the line for just another minute and ask you one or two more questions, or you got to run?
Sure. No, I'll hang with you.
All right. Hold tight. We're going to hit a quick commercial break. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. Joey here keeping me out of trouble.
Indeed.
Today, like most days.
And again, Joel, give us a call. You're the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
And I have a whole list of things that are amazing there if you need to ask. Also, real quick shout out to Ann listening, an old college sorority member of mine who just messaged me. We'll be right back after this break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, honey, what happened to the hot water?
Don't ask me. I took my bath last night.
I guess we better call Luke Wire.
If your water heater's not doing the job, it's time to call Luke Wire. If it can be fixed, we'll fix it. And we'll do it right the first time.
Didn't we just get a new water heater?
Yeah, about 12 years ago.
Oh.
If it's the end of the line, Luke Wire can deliver a new energy-efficient model and have it installed in no time. Luke Wire's the call to make for all your plumbing needs, especially emergencies. Stopped-up drain lines, burst pipes, sewer backups, we do it all. We're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we never charge overtime.
Good news. Luke Wire will be here in 30 minutes.
Great. But I'm already late for work. Guess I'll have to go like this.
Better put some clothes on.
Oh, right.
Day or night, visit acbylukewire.com, covering all of Montgomery and now the Auburn-Opelika area.
License number 84417.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Would you like to save hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on your credit card payments? Then go to lightstream.com/news. That's the only place you'll find Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, plus a special discounted rate for radio listeners. Pay off all your high-interest credit card debt at a much better interest rate. How much better? For radio listeners, as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. That's right. Pay off your high-interest credit cards and get a discounted rate as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced interest rate is to go to this exclusive URL today, lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news to get this exclusive rate, lightstream.com/news. News.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogel, Reed Ingram on the line, and also on the line, our Sweet Creek winner, Joel. Hiya, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, Reed and Karen are great folks down there, and they got some great food, so I may go down there tomorrow and just fill up.
You hearing that, Reed?
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Hey, and April Marie, you talking about the draft. I've got mixed feelings. I've been deployed with security forces, and the ladies that we had was outstanding. They could do anything that the guys could do. But they was volunteers, so that's why I say I got mixed emotions about whether you need to draft them or not.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards no. I haven't heard a compelling argument. I've heard a couple good arguments, but I haven't heard a compelling argument towards yes yet. And again, it's back to that old-fashioned nature I sometimes have. Well, thanks for calling in, Joel, and congratulations on winning. Don't forget, if you go tomorrow, you got to call us back next week and tell us what you got.
I sure will.
You got it.
And thank you again. Bye.
Thank you,
Reed.
Thank you, sir.
Reed Ingram, have you ordered those V-neck shirts I want yet?
You know, I have not, to be honest. I was gonna order them next week.
Uh-huh.
But
sure.
We've got a few more comfort colors in, but I've got the other ones on my desk here to look at.
Besides prison, so we got prison special session. Do you think there's going to be a gaming special session, or we heard the end of that for this year?
No, I think we've heard the end of that for a while. It may come back up in our regular session, but for next year. But I don't think there's going to be a special called on prisons. There's no votes out there for it.
On gaming?
As far as doing it the way they want to, you know, to approve the casinos and expand on them and to make it legal, you know, I'm all supportive to let the people vote on a lottery. But when they try to bundle all this other stuff in, casinos and picking winners and losers by charging some, a higher percentage, and also saying, okay, well, you don't have to pay anything if you don't have a profit. Well, we know how that goes. We can take any business and not show a profit. So that would, you know, all we're doing is having a burden on the state for the liability part of it, you know, for people that are addictions and spending their money that they should have been paying child support, and we've got to subsidize all of that, and we don't get anything off of it. So, you know, it was a really bad bill. I fought that bill really hard. And I had a substitute to bring it just for a lottery. I'm not really fond of a lottery, but I would let people vote, and I think that people need to vote on that.
Yeah, I always said that the only people who benefited from the gaming and lottery being together are the gaming people, because people have they're much more inclined to okay just a lottery than the lottery and gaming. And I felt like too many people would vote for the bad bill, the bad language on it. On a ballot just to get the lottery, and that's not how it should be done.
No, that's not. Every tub should stand on its own bottom, and I think if they're going to vote for casinos, just vote for casinos, put it on a different referendum, and then the lottery the same way.
Where are you on sports betting?
you know, I'm a hard no. Because of these kids that are in school, and also you don't know, you know, if athlete gets in trouble, and it just opens the door for a lot of wrongdoing, and they can sit there, the kids can sit there and bet. I know it has to be 21, but still, they're 21-year-old college students that aren't mature enough to manage their money or to say no, and they just keep on gambling on their credit card, you know, and it's just a bad deal, you know. It's just they want to bet, they can go somewhere else and bet, but I don't think this is the environment to let our kids, to expose our kids to.
All right. Well, I surely appreciate you calling today. We are taking a literal rain check on you coming to visit me in the studio, but we'll get you in here some point.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll bring you some alligator sausage next time, and I will come in one day next week. More than likely, it'll be next Friday, but I will bring you some. We have some amazing alligator sausage. You can get a whole package of it for less than $7, and the family can enjoy some good gator.
I'm gonna hold you to that, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Hey, for those who don't know how to reach you, tell us where they can find information on Sweet Creek and information on you.
All right. So, you know, you're welcome to call me on my cell if you got anything you want to talk to me about as far as political. I don't mind you calling me at all. Just be sensitive on the time, and that's 399-6819. And then you can come by Sweet Creek. We'll have a cup of coffee or a glass of tea and talk about it. Or you can come down here to Sweet Creek, and we'd love to see you and meet you. But Sweet Creek Farm Market's just south of Montgomery on 231, 85 Meriwether Road, but it faces 231. Easy to find.
All right, you got it. Well, thanks so much, sir. It was great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
He owes us some alligator sausage, Joey. You heard it. You heard it from him. I'm going to hold him to that. I really am. This day has just flown by. This Friday has gone by so quickly.
It has.
We lost several callers while we had him on the line. So if you wanted to call in, if you were one of the people holding, you can call back at 272-9228, whether it be on the Governor Ivy clip from earlier or the idea of women in the draft. Both of those are hot topics right now. Or if you have another topic, feel free to give us a call and say hello. We are going to hit a quick break in just a minute, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the final segment of this show. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. You can find me on all things social media at April, APRYLMARIE. If you are not following me on Facebook, I have started releasing some of the interviews we do. I'll release that Reed Ingram one after today's show. So if you ever want to share an interview, I'm going to work on clipping some of those for you guys and telling you where you can find the whole thing. We will be back in just a minute. Down, from rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you right on by. Lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you right on by.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
afternoon. Happy Friday, everyone. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. And I have to tell you, I am so appreciative of all of you who called in today to talk to me, because clearly I have lost my touch. Why do I say that? Because first off, Jeff Poor forgot about me and was late. Then Reed Ingram stood me up and called in late. And then Dale Jackson forgot about me and called in late. Dale, what's happening to men in Alabama today?
I don't know. I wish I had some sort of excuse, but I truly don't. I'm completely so sorry. I'm very, very sorry. My bad. As a talk show host, I hate this kind of stuff when people do it to me. And so I should obviously hate it when I do it to somebody else. So my bad.
It's only the third week you've come on every Friday. We'll get you used to it. So today's hot topic has been, we've had two topics. I'll let you pick which one you're going to talk about. Of course, the Governor Ivey audio clip is phenomenal. So we started off our show with that. And then we spent about 2 hours talking about the Senate committee, which was the Senate Armed Services Committee, which passed a resolution to, or I guess a bill, to amend the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women. Right now, only men 18 to 25 have to do it, and now they're saying women should have to register for the Selective Service. Which of those two do you want to talk about?
I'll take the women in Selective Service. Please, I'll take that one. I think it's really fair. I like it. I'm completely fine with it. I served in the military, plenty of women. That's all I'll say about that. And I think that if we're going to live in a free and open society where everyone's supposed to be equal, well, whenever something like that would become necessary, I'm all for it. In order to take part in student loans backed by the government and stuff like that, I think maybe if the men have to register for Selective Service, well, I don't think it's that big of a deal that women do it as well. I mean, you guys can do anything we can do, but better, right? That's what I'm told all the time.
See, I am an old-fashioned kind of gal. I have no problem saying that women belong at home with the children, and that women who choose to go off and fight, God knows I respect them. I respect their choice. I am very proud of them, very supportive, but I would suck in the military. I would have sucked at 18 to 25. I'd still suck now. I would be no good at it. I would be an emotional basket case. It would not be pretty. I have almost no redeemable qualities whatsoever when it comes to anything that requires muscle or...
Can I just stop you right there?
Yeah.
Can I stop right there? You sound like most of the women I served with, so it's fine.
Dale Jackson. Those women chose to go. You know what? I am quite... possibly a-okay with saying that that I belong in a house with my children, teaching them to be good human beings, and hopefully maybe one, two, or three of the three, including my daughter, choose to go serve. But it should be a choice for women. That's my
opinion. Well, this is part of the consequences of equal rights, right? And equal rights, equal responsibilities. That's the play. And you better get used to it.
I have never claimed to be a liberal feminist woman who believes in equality for everything. I have no problem saying your lungs are bigger, your bone structure is bigger, your testosterone aids you in being stronger and faster. And so you, sir, can be the protector provider in our nation. Men can be the protectors and providers. And us little ladies, we can decide to do that if we want to do that. But otherwise, no go.
I don't disagree with you all that much on this, but that ship has sailed. You guys are now going to be there, right there with us. But look, the quickest way to get this overturned is for us to get in a war that requires drafting. That'd be the quickest way this doesn't get overturned, because people will say, okay, all right, that was adorable that we did this whole Selective Service stuff, but we didn't really mean it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if if this actually goes to the it's starting in the Senate, which surprised me. But it would be interesting to see if this bill passes with that in there, because that would be wild. We had a woman who was on the a caller on the line for quite a while earlier, and we had to skip her because Reed Ingram called in late. We're going to go to her real quick to see her thoughts on this. T. Spear.
Hey, as a sergeant with the Alabama State Guard, it was truly my honor to get to serve this country. And I have no problems at all. It turned up my turn when I was 18 eons ago, just as any other young man would have done, would have been to sign up for the draft. It would have been my honor to defend this country. Now, today, I think our biggest problem with being in the military is the number of woke individuals that it scares me that I have to think that the biggest enemy today's young people and your children actually face is our own government. That scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, think of the indoctrination that we've already seen coming out of the military now.
And that's it.
Yep. Thanks, T. Spear. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Dale, is that a concern? So we've had several people concerned about the timing of this and what's going on within our military of the weeding out of conservatives based on their social media post calling conservatives all extremist. And then, of course, the woke training. We've seen people testify in front of Congress. And then the idea of if you're in the military and you're called up, they get to make your medical decisions for you. So could this be a backdoor to getting everybody vaccinated at some point?
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that would be it. That would be a long con in order to make that happen. But no, I don't think that that's what this is. I think this truly is something that boils down to, if you want to have equality, here's your equality. And I think you'll have a bunch of people on both sides of the political aisle making the argument that this is the right thing to do. Women are equal. Oh, yeah, women are equal. How about this? And I think that's what you're seeing here. I don't think it's going to be a backdoor to get people vaccinated or all any of that other stuff. I would just say this as well. And, you know, this is something that I think we have to look at for a long time here is, you know, you mentioned, you know, maybe it's a way to call people off and force them to get vaccinated and stuff like that. Well, the minute that happens, the society will collapse. I mean, there's no way that we will be able to function as a society that pulls that kind of trickery.
That's a fair point. I'm still surprised that there has not been what I would consider even a reasonable amount of backlash towards the military going woke, towards the idea that they're pandering to political ideologies or political ideals, be it CRT or diversity, inclusion, equity, the LGBTQ flags.
Now, listen, when I was in, we would sit in rooms and we would have these briefings and, you know, some of it is probably some of the similar stuff. And we would all sit there and we'd roll our eyes and we'd say, okay, we got to go through this and blah, blah, blah. And then after it was over, we all go back to the motor pool and screw around. I think it's a different world now. I think it's a very different world. Now I think that that they're handling this in a very different way. And it's very divisive. It really is. It wasn't divisive at that time. It was just, you know, you're checking the boxes, going through the motions, and doing what you're supposed to be doing, all that kind of stuff. This is very different. This is very, very different what they're starting to cram in there now. I think I'm going to guess it's going to do a lot to unit cohesion and stuff like that, because you're basically preaching this idea that there is oppressors and oppressees, and people who are the oppressors are going to be offended by that. People who are the oppressees are going to be upset that those who are being called the oppressors don't like it, and you're going to divide here in this country. I mean, there's some polling out that showed that African Americans believed in 2001, 70% of them believed America was in a good place with race relations. 33% in the same poll believe it today. Wow. America has not become more racist. They've just, Democrats and the media have leaned into it and decided they're going to pick this fight, and they're picking that fight, they're picking that scab, and they're winning.
Yeah, it is. It's a very odd. It's very odd when you cite polls like that, or you see polls like that that show just how influential the media and political messaging can be, because this is the largely a media driven wedge. This is largely the elite educators that pushing this, and then of course some very very far leftists. And so it's been incredible to watch the turn. And I don't know, how long has this been going on? What, a year, year and a half?
It's going on since 2013. That is when there was a significant drop in the number of people who thought that we were in a good place racially. And that started in 2013, which is oddly enough the same year Black Lives Matter started.
I cannot say enough about differentiating the idea that Black Lives do in fact matter versus the organization Black Lives Matter, and now to hear that that is among the things the narrative that that the military is going after for extremism. If you, I don't know if you saw that list of things that they were looking.
Oh, I saw
for.
It. You're talking about the companies that they're hiring in order to root out extremism by looking at some of the stuff going on in the military and social media and all this other stuff. And I'll just say this. Yeah, you're right. One of the things is, you know, Black Lives Matter is a racist organization or whatever, and some of the phrasing there. But what it tells you is this. If you're having to hire people to come in and tell you your people are racist, they're probably not racist. That's number one. Because if you live and work with people the way you do in the military, you know who the racists are right away. Secondly, If you're hiring defense contractors to get out there and find these things, let me tell you something. They're going to find them in order to keep their money flowing. It's just like every other entity that gets anything from the government. They make sure that they spend every penny they get, and they're going to get those results that the government requires so they can continue getting those pennies afterwards. This is setting up a very bad situation.
If they are going to continue to do that through, then I don't have to worry about the draft. First off, I'm too old, but I wouldn't have to worry about the draft because I, in fact, have spoken out against Black Lives Matters multiple times, including writing an op-ed about it and numerous Facebook posts. So I feel like I'd be kicked out before they let me in.
Yeah, it's possible. And again, if you're searching for it, you're going to find it. And that's what they're trying to do here. And it's unbelievable that these people are willing to try to destroy the country in order to help them politically win the next election. It's just that, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're in the process of doing that right now, and they don't really seem to care all that much.
Well, Dale, we jumped right into our conversation, but for the listeners who are unfamiliar with you, where can they find you on social media and your seven things?
You can find me on social media at the Dale Jackson. That's the easiest way to find me. Also, you can find my seven things and everything else at yellowhammernews.com.
There you go. Well, that was Dale Jackson, our regular Friday guest on the line. It was a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Next week, don't be late.
I will not. I apologize.
You're so fine. All right. I have thoroughly enjoyed today's show. I've enjoyed hearing from you guys. For those I didn't get to on the phone line, I will talk to you, I hope, on Monday when I will return. You can find me again on social media at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. Hey, Joey Clark, where can they find you?
At the Joey Clark, and just search Joey Clark on the Book of Faces.
On the Book of Faces. If you go to my Facebook, you're going to start hearing some audio, being able to see some audio clips. That sounds weird. You'll see a post with the audio clips. That's what you'll do. We're also going to be posting those on 93.1 FM's very own Facebook page, so you can see it there. We will be back again next week. You guys have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Up next, Greg Budell.
Greg is off this afternoon, but Terry Adams will be filling in his stead.
There you go. With the lovely Rosie?
With Rosie.
With the lovely Rosie. All right. You guys stay tuned for that. You guys know how much I love a good substitute teacher. Back again Monday.